whatever works for your program.
Well, you talk about some of the other players that will be returning. The one I noticed the most was Alex Patan. Yeah. I mean, he's so close to these guys, and he was a mess.
He was
in a good way, and it just goes to show how tight this team is. And who was I think Jimmy Davis before the game on Friday said there are no cliques on this team,
right,
which is unusual, even at this level, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I think that's why this team's had so much success. It's been an easy team for the most part to coach. We haven't had really a whole lot of issues, and it all starts with our leadership group. They handle all the, a lot of the little things that go on day to day. If there's any major things, they bring it to the coach and the staff. And we really haven't had any, knock on wood. I mean, it's been a fun year that way, and it's that's what you're hoping for as a coach. You don't want all the extracurricular stuff going on and worried about suspending guys and this and that, and rules being broken and the expectations not being met. But with this group, they've done a fantastic job, and you can see it how close they are, Dirk. You've been around our team, whether it's on the road or on the bus or even at home. You can sense there's a real nice way about this team, and they get along great. And I think that really helps you in crunch time and in games, and when you're plugging guys in and out of the lineup and what's going on, there's a real good support group there for each other.
All right, let's get to Friday night's game, a 5-1 victory, and we get on the board first. Blake Pietola from Jimmy Davis, his first game in the lineup this season. He made the play. Blake Pietola finished it off 11 minutes into the game. It's a 1-0 Huskies lead.
Pietola taking the draw, wins it back. Here's Jimmy Davis with a shot and a save made. Davis again will shoot it. This one just went in, and a rebound comes up. Score! Here it is! The Huskies take a 1-0 lead. Blake Pietola with the goal. Jimmy Davis is going to get an assist. 9 minutes left to go in the first period. 1-0 Huskies.
I mean, for me, it was already emotional that Jimmy Davis was involved with a goal and in one of his first shifts of the year. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I felt. I think everybody was happy for Jimmy Davis, and what a warrior he's been, and what a classy guy. It's been a tough year and maybe a tough career. He's had some injuries over some time, and hasn't found his way in the lineup obviously as much as he would like, and on a big game and throwing Jimmy in there and. We had no hesitation as a coaching staff to make sure that he was going to play and play all our seniors. And they've given so much, and they're good hockey players. And I think everyone saw that in Jimmy's play. I mean, he had a rock-solid game and did so many good things. And, he's a good player, and he can play. And unfortunately, he hasn't been able to find his way more regularly in the lineup. But I'm really happy for him, and you can see how happy our teammates were for him also.
Absolutely. Well, that was going to ask you, though, from an X's and O's standpoint, taking away the emotion of him being in the lineup and a senior and a good guy and all that stuff,
right.
He did what he had to do out there? I mean, you look back at
that. Yeah. He did. When you watch a game back, he just kept the game simple. And mm-hmm. I think most times simple is good, where we see some of our other guys right now trying to do too much, yeah. Especially at Northern, some of the things we did that just – you're wondering what's going on, but it's hard sometimes as a defenseman. You just want to make the simple play. Or as a player, you think you have to do something more or superhuman instead of just take the play, make the easy pass, just chip it off the boards, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. You're not going to maybe – it's not going to be as wooey or wowy, but – it gets a play done. So, and that's what Jimmy did. He came in, kept things simple. I think given the circumstances, that was the right thing to do and had a solid game for us.
We score the first goal, but only 39 seconds later, Sooth ties it up. Dominic Schein and Reed Seckel get the assist.
Seckel taps it past the defense and is brought back inside the Michigan Tech zone. 1-0 Huskies, 8:27. Here's a chance for the Wildcats. Right in front, save made. Rebound right there. Another shot, they score. Oh, just a flurry by the Wildcats and pounced home by Shane Sooth, and we have a 1-1 hockey game.
When you look at that goal, Coach, from what I could see, Sooth just kind of comes from the corner, and he never really is picked up by our defenseman. They're kind of watching everybody else in front of the net. Is that all?
Yeah, well, the play was in the corner,
right.
And we were doing a pretty good job initially, but then the puck came out to the front, and we sort of forgot about – they had a sort of a straggler, I'll call him, coming out of the corner, and we all sort of puck watch and went to the puck, and Sooth just sort of walked out of the corner by himself. And nobody picked him up because we were so focused on the puck, and he was left alone to get a rebound by the side of the net. So tough goal to give up. We always talk about that next shift after we've scored or the opposing team scored. We need that bounce back shift and a solid shift, and we didn't get it in that instance.
So it's 1-1, but the Huskies come back and get the lead again. Cliff Watson, his third goal of the season. I told Cliff after the game, it's becoming old hat for him. His third goal of his career. C.J. Eich and Hannah get the assist.
Here's Hedl out with a shot. Here's Hedl again. Rebound. Stone makes two saves. Goes back to the point for Hannah. Hannah over for Watson. Back in front for C.J. Eich. Tipped in front. Rebound. Scores! Cliff Watson with the goal for the Huskies. Takes the lead. 2-1.
Now, I have, I don't know, what do you have on the assist there, Coach? I have two different sources here. One says Hedl and Hannah on this. I have another one that says Stamen and Blake Hedl. What do you have on that?
On this one, I have Shane Hannah and C.J. Eich.
Okay.
And that's probably right. I don't know if Blake Hedl tipped it or got a piece of it or not. I remember the play. C.J. Eich came out high in the real high slot, almost the blue line, and mm-hmm. Cliff gave it to him. And he took a quick shot, and I'm not sure if you know, we got a rebound off that or not, or that shot went right over to Cliff, and Cliff put it in.
Yeah, and it was redirected, but finding out who hit it in front, yeah. I guess, was the big question. So we are up 2-1. That was a big goal, though.
Well,
that's
a big goal because it was shortly after they had tied it up. So we got momentum shift, what we call back, and got that goal. We gave up, and I thought that was key. I thought it was key all night that we played with the lead, and all weekend we played with the lead all weekend. It's a lot easier when you play with the lead. I'm telling you that. So that's a recipe for success if you can get out to a good start and then obviously play with the lead.
20-8 were the shots in the first period. Great first period by the Huskies. We'll go to the second period leading 2-1, and Tyler Hanenen gets a goal at the 14:27 mark. It takes us a long time to get that two-goal lead, Coach. What were your thoughts up until for those first 14 minutes of the second period where Northern was kind of just hanging around?
Well, very concerned because we were letting them hang around because we weren't finishing around the net, and the majority of that was because of Michael Doan, the goaltender. I thought he had an outstanding game, and I know they're missing Matthias Dahlstrom, the starting goalie, but Doan has come in, and I thought it played very well in some of the games. I went down and swept Bowling Green and shut out Lake Superior a week ago, and he was in the zone, as we call it. He made some incredible saves just to keep the game close. So as the game goes on and you're only up by a goal, it's a little nerve-wracking, to say the least.
Tyler Hanenen gets the goal, though, and I believe it was his ninth of the season. Tyler Hanenen giving the Huskies their biggest lead of the game.
Northern will dump it in. Phillips leaving it there? No, he'll play it around. Hanenen will pick it up off the wall, taps it over, and the Huskies with a good breakout now up for Gould. Gould coming up with speed now. Across the line, Trent's watching him carefully. Here's a chance for Hanenen, shoot, score! Tyler Hanenen with the goal, and a great feed from Malcolm Gould, and the Huskies go up by a score of 3-1.
I thought that might have been the best-looking goal of the whole weekend, from start to finish in our zone with a nice breakout to finish it off with Tyler's shot.
Well, and that's where it all started, Dirk. It all started in our zone with good puck movement, good breakout, good puck support, and then Malcolm Gould, who I thought had an outstanding weekend. I mean, he was dangerous all weekend in both games, and he made a nice play there on the goal. I mean, he drove the guy hard and pushed him back and then pivoted around once he got about the hash mark, and their coverage, they had three guys back, but they all sort of collapsed to the net and collapsed to Malcolm Gould, and Tyler Hanenen came in late on the play, and Malcolm made a real nice pass to him. And what I like about the goal is the shot. I mean, Tyler's got his head up. He just takes two or three strides, shoots it, gets it away quick, and he can shoot the puck. He's a goal scorer. You can tell he loves to score, mm-hmm. He made no mistake there.
Well, that pass, too, was good, but yeah. it was a little bit inside on him, and he yep. still was able to get it to his forehand and take the shot.
Well, he does, and those are some of the things we work on all the time. Is a lot of times you're not going to get that perfect pass, so we're always trying to work in different skill drills where we put the puck in different positions as far as when they're going to receive it, whether it's in your skates, a little bit too far ahead of you, a little too far inside of you, shooting off your right foot, your wrong foot. We work on a lot of those things in practice, and Tyler's is kept improving. That's what I like about him. So he's overcome that injury and really starting to play well right now. We need that going forward, because as you can see, certain lines might not have the night they expect, mm-hmm. or might not be able to produce offensively, and you need some other guys to pick it up. And I thought we got good contributions from all of our lines offensively. When you look through it, each one of them were on the ice for goals this weekend, yeah. and that's hard to defend when you have each and every line can score goals.
Not to take anything away from Alex Batten, not to take anything away from Blake Pietila, Tanner Carroll, and Jamie Phillips, But is Malcolm Gould in the second half of the season our MVP right now as far as making plays and making everybody around him that he's on the ice with better?
Well, I don't know if he's the MVP, but he would